This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mary Kay Cabot just joined us on the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. If you want to go back and listen to that, it's so easy. Go to the Baskin and Phelps podcast. And of course, it's on the Odyssey app. Going to blow the whole... I actually agree with Mary Kay. Like, I think Mary Kay is looking at it very much big picture. Unlike every phone call that we've had for the last 24 to 48 hours here on this station, the Browns are going to take it slow. And she said something I thought was really important about Jimmy Haslam and the way he perceives his own franchise. I think that when Jimmy first got here, he was making changes, sometimes maybe making changes just to make a change. And I really think he's... Whether you want to believe it or not, I really do think he's learned from that. And they want to make sure that when they make decisions now, they don't want to be paying coaches to not coach.
It can be expensive.
Yes, it can.
Can also be the right thing to do.
To pay coaches not to coach?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like they set Ken Dorsey up to be the fall guy in this thing.
I don't think they set anybody up to be the fall guy.
Feels that way.
I don't think they set anybody up.
What do you think?
I think the offense is not very good. And I think you've had issues on the offensive line. I think you've had issues at running back, which I'm a little surprised at. And you had huge issues at quarterback. So if you're going to blame anybody, I think the quarterback gets the most blame. I think injuries get second most blame. And I think the offensive coordinator probably gets the third most blame. I would think that if anybody's job is in a precarious situation, it's Ken Dorsey. I think you're right about that. But the one thing I really think here, and you tell me.
Okay.
You know, I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
I do, too. I know we aggravate people sometimes when they hear us.
Yeah, I know.
Say
this.
I think Kevin's a smart guy. I really do. And I've also seen what he's been able to do when the quarterback isn't Deshaun.
And I think Andrew Berry has made enough moves that are solid that I think he can survive. And, you know, I don't like his drafting very much. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's been very good. I don't think they've uncovered guys in later rounds. Mary Kay made a very valid point. You know, you didn't have a lot of picks here, key picks in the recent years because of the Deshaun Watson trade. That's true. I do think that if you bring back Andrew Berry, I think it's not a leap of faith, but it's like, all right, we're giving you one more. But I do think this, Andy. They can't stutter, sputter, stink to the finish line this year and win two games. You can't go 2-15.
No, doesn't this remind you a little bit of the Mangini season when Holmgren came in and said, I wanted to keep them around because they won the last four games of the year. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I do remember that, but I think there's more to it than this. And I say that because they have a four-year track record, two of which were pretty solid, and two of which weren't awful. This is the awful one. But I don't think, truly, I don't think you can go 2-15. I don't think you can go 3-14 and survive. Those seasons get people fired. especially when you're following up an 11-win season. I mean, I don't know that you fire everybody, but if you don't win another game, if you only win three games, heck, if you go 4-13, you might get everybody fired. So I do think they need to show improvement down the stretch here. And if not, then I think anything could happen, and I think anything would be justified in happening because that's just the way it works in the NFL.
I guess I can see it a lot of different ways, but I do need to see how they finish. Let me take a phone call here real quick. Bob is in Rocky River. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Bob.
I don't understand how Mary Kay can possibly say that Barry was good in trades. He was the guy that's responsible for, well, we know, for the trade for Deshaun Watson.
We don't know that, Bob.
Well, he put his imprimatur on it. And when he was
Bob, he's an employee.
He's the man of record. How's that sound? Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. He is the man of record in that deal. And by the way, as far as Jameis Winston being a quarterback or a bridge quarterback next year, I'm all for it. Unfortunately, he's not under contract.
No, he's not.
So if I were him and the way he's playing, if he continues to play halfway decently, people are going to want to see him. Why would he come back to this organization with Deshaun Watson sitting there? Makes no sense.
The question is where is Deshaun Watson sitting? Is he sitting on the bench? Is he sitting at home like he did in Houston for a year? That's got to be what comes to play. Jeff made an interesting thought that, you know, maybe you sign Jameis now. Maybe you try to, you know, so you can work towards the future now, and maybe you try to extend him now or try to pick up next year or the year after. I what are your thoughts on that?
If he plays well down the stretch, he's going to get opportunities.
I agree, and he'd be a fool taking this one. So this is a disaster, salary cap-wise. It's a mess. So somebody's head needs to roll. And giving Barry or Stefanski, we don't really know, an imprimatur on this. As far as Barry's response was, this was a football decision. So somebody made a football decision, somebody that knows something about the shape of a football. And somebody's head has to roll. That's ridiculous.
Fair enough. Bob, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. That's the way the NFL is. I mean, it's not for long. None of this is personal. It's all business, baby. Just like they tell the players when they cut the players. It's all business.
Do you think that the team has to play better down the stretch?
Yes.
Or Kevin and Andrew are in big trouble?
Yeah, I think they're in huge trouble. If we see more of what we saw in the fourth quarter against New Orleans, you bet so. And guess what? If we get embarrassed on Thursday night, that's not going to help either.
I think that's correct as well.
Somebody brought this up to me yesterday. If they get embarrassed on Thursday night, do we see changes before the end of the season? Do they try to bring in some temporary fixes just to get us through the end of the year? All those things are kind of just sitting out there. And then all of a sudden you try to figure out what you're doing there, where you're going with that. We've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up a little bit later in this hour, probably about 10 minutes away. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think Kevin's a pretty solid coach, and I want to see more. Am I convinced that he's, the next Andy Reid? Nope, I'm not. The next Mike Tomlin? Nope, I'm not. John Harbaugh? Nope, I'm not. But I think he's a pretty good coach. And I don't mind the idea of, okay, this one was a blip on the radar screen, and you bring it back. But if it doesn't improve drastically down the stretch, you're going to have a problem. And you're probably going to make moves. If they just the rest of the way, you're gonna have a new coach and you're gonna have a new GM.
Jeff, how can they be better?
Just win some games, score some points. Andy, you threw for 395. Mary Kay pointed out crummy defenses. Okay, great. Ravens have a crummy defense, right? They're still the Baltimore Ravens, and you got the win. And they're still sitting there, and they're gonna go to the playoffs. We all know that. And you got the win. Win some more games like that. You win some more games, okay, blip on the radar screen. Even if they both come back, though, next year, you can be sure they will be on the clock next season. And if it doesn't go well and it's a slow start, they'll...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll make moves.
2-3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot joined us at 10:40. If you missed that, well, you know where you can go. The Odyssey app. Check out the Baskin and Phelps podcast. You can listen to all the interviews plus the rest of the show. If you ever miss a moment, so you never have to miss anything when it comes to Baskin and Phelps, and Jeff's very proud of that.
Who would want to?
That's what I say. My family, maybe?
My family.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, I'm glad you're on board because our families aren't. 216-474-00. That's the 474-0092. That's the number to call in. We are waiting for Kevin Stefanski. We believe he will step to the podium here in the next 30 seconds. Again, like the whole week's kind of off because they play on Thursday night against the Steelers. So normally when we have press conferences, we do. We don't. This is the kind of thing going on. Mary Kay joined us early, so she could be involved in the press conference. I'm sure she'll ask some outstanding questions. And, Jeff, is there anything we need to hear today?
In particular?
Inspiration? You want inspiration?
I'd like to hear what he thinks about the running back situation. That's been befuddling to me. I didn't expect Nick Chubb to stop back in and be Nick Chubb again.
All right. That was the Kevin Stefanski press conference. Jeff, what did we learn? I think we learned a little bit about he doesn't want to hear the outside noise. He doesn't hear it. He's got to stay the course. His team needs to practice well this week.
He knows what the gig's all about.
Yeah, he does.
He knows the big city, as he said. This is the way this gig is. He knows he's got to win some games. He does. If they don't win games down the stretch, I don't think he'll be back. And I want him to be back. Even if they didn't win a game down the stretch, I'd give him another year. I don't think ownership would.
So what are you judging that on? What are we judging that on then?
I'm judging it on a track record of 4 years, and I just think the man is a more than competent football coach. But really bad seasons get coaches fired all the time.
Right.
And if they don't win another game the rest of the way, if they win one game the rest of the way, how could anybody argue with a coaching change or a front office change?
No one would.
You can't.
You can't. No. Just what the question then becomes, what are we judging when it comes to what his future is? Are we judging, you know, if the team doesn't quit, if they play hard? Because those were bad questions that came out of Sunday's game. Because, you know, there were people that were
watching.
It was a
really bad look on Sunday.
Yeah, it's fourth quarter especially, right? Yeah. I didn't think anybody was quitting early on in the game. And I don't necessarily know that anybody woke up in the morning and said, well, if we're down by, you know, a touchdown late in the game, I'm quitting, right? I don't know that. And by the way, is that, do you blame the head coach? Do you blame the coordinators? Who do you blame? Or can't we just blame the athlete? Because I can tell you the coaches don't quit. At least most of the ones I know. They're not going to quit, but they're not out on the field to execute.
Correct.
You know, is it the play calling? Because now you're going to say to yourself, well, the offense didn't get the 20 points, right? They got there once all season, depending on where we are at the end of the year. But if it stays the same, I mean, these are sub-1999 numbers. They're bad. The offensive numbers are bad.
You've scored more than 18 points once. No other number matters. I mean, you're not putting up points. You don't win in the NFL unless you score points. They're not scoring points.
I guess
395 yards passing. That's awesome. 14 points.
Twice in the red zone to get your offense moving. Twice. You're the worst team in the NFL to get to the red zone. You're dead last. They've got to figure something out here. And quick. Because we all know jobs are on the line. The payroll is through the roof. And the return is not there. And it makes you wonder, you know, if they do lose this game on Thursday, and depending on how they lose, what's it going to look like with 11 days off between games? What's that going to look like? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. I'm going to be honest. I kind of just need one little fun thing to do here real quick before we get into Browns.
Oh, good.
Okay. This will be for you. Oh, look who's here. It's the Bostonian.
Hey, Bostonian.
What kind of garbage do you have to spew to us today?
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're right there. What do you got, man?
What do I got? Today's the day that we're going to take care of you bums.
Oh, you're taking care of the bums.
15-0, and you're going to be 15-1.
Yeah.
And when the year's over, the Celtics will have a better record than you.
So you're saying on December 31st, the Celtics will be better than the Cavaliers.
A little Cliff Clavin.
They are better. We won the championship last year. We're world champs.
Remember?
Yeah,
we got a
yeah. Did you see us? We beat Malaysia. We were great. Say it again.
We got a dynasty going.
A dynasty, yes. Red Auerbach. Right. Yeah, how you like them apples?
Right. Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach.
Porzingis is practicing with the main Red Claws. He's coming
back. We got
more championships
than anybody.
Yeah.
19.
I can count all the way to 19. They taught me that.
You've run out of numbers.
Yeah.
You're all retired.
That's good. I got to tell you, Bostonian, though, I was just a little... I was a little messed up with those crazy floors they're using, not the regular parquet, right?
Yeah, the parquet.
But not with this tournament thing. What's that all about, Bostonian? Come on.
Have you ever been in a Boston Garden?
I have plenty of times.
Old and new for me.
Well, I lived 28 miles from there.
Oh, Celtics fans live within 27 miles.
I took the train there every morning to go to school.
I took the horse and buggy. That's how much of a Boston fan I am. Goodbye, Bostonian.
Good luck tonight, Bostonian.
Right, thank you.
By the way, the word bums is not used often enough on Sports Talk. We need to incorporate that.
Okay, we have hit this point in the broad season that I was looking forward to talking to the Bostonian just to bust you know what.
Isn't that great? You bums. That's great.
The bombs.
That's great.
He's our regular Archie Griffin.
Love him.
Archie Bunker.
Archie Griffin, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on right now.
I don't either. Let's take another call.
All right, let's take one more.
Did you see the Bill Burr Boston sketch of Saturday Night Live 2 weekends ago when Bill Burr hosted?
Oh, when they were at the wing joint?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
That was a winner. That was just perfect Boston. The only thing that was
missing was someone saying Donnie.
Or having boards over one of the windows from when somebody got thrown through it the night before.
Did you see it, Jeff? It was great.
Missed it.
It was great. Jim is in Strongsville. That's nowhere near Boston.
Hi,
that's 27.8 miles away from Boston. Boston
Andy,
Heights, that
Andy,
is.
Andy, do you like apples?
How do you like them apples?
Listen, you just scrambled my brain for a minute there, but
we're all scrambled.
Listen, here's the problem I see. Look, going on. Look, when you have a veteran team like the Browns have, it's great when you're contending.
Yep.
I don't see how you get these veterans. Look, after what we saw Sunday, I have no idea how you can expect any win. The wheels are officially, like, coming off of this thing. Thursday night's going to pretty much be a home game for the Steelers. And I think if we get blown out, Stefanski might be gone Friday morning. I don't see how – and, Jeff, look, I get it. We've had 25 years of terrible coaching. I am not going to accept mediocrity and say, well, he's been mediocre. We should bring him back another year. You show me another coach that has less than 500 record over 5 years and one playoff win, and we're like, I just still think there's a good coach in there. Look, guys, it's not. It's been 5 years. you look around the league. I mean, Tomlin, or I get it. Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in forever. He's got a Super Bowl, plenty, a winning record, and he's won other won many playoff games before.
And a couple of 8-8 seasons in a row when you might have thought it was on the slide, and they kept him.
And he had Super Bowl before that, Jeff. Come on. One playoff win in 5 years. No team. Jeff, tell me a team in Major League Baseball, NBA, anywhere, where you keep a coach where the most successful thing is 2 out of his 5 years he was hitting winning records, and he's got one playoff win. It just doesn't happen. It's time to recognize the reality of forget the outside circumstances. You could say that for every coach. Every coach has injuries. Every coach goes through quarterback thing.
I've not mentioned those things. I think the guy's a pretty good coach, and I think if he's able to get this thing a little bit back on the tracks, I would keep him.
So 5 years wasn't enough.
Four years. This is the fifth year.
This will be fifth. Yes, this is
Dallas Cowboys
year.
Gave a guy named Tom Landry six, and they stunk.
Well,
and then he ends up being one of the greatest coaches of all time.
I mean,
Andy Reid went 4-12 with the Eagles. Maybe we better fire him. How's that working out?
4-12, 1 year, Jeff. That's one
exactly,
year.
And that's and my point exactly, Jim. My point exactly. You're going to fire Kevin because they have one bad year. I know he's not Andy Reid. Doesn't have the resume. I just think if you find a guy who's pretty decent, you let it ride. And that's what I would do, Jim. It's not a personal thing to you, nor is it a personal attack on me, though you're trying to make it that way. It's just I think the guy can coach, and I would keep him around another year. Now, don't question my intelligence for that. Call me anything else you want. But I think the guy should be here for another year. End of story. Unless they just, you know what, the rest of the way.
I mean, what happens, seriously, what happens if they get blown out at a Steelers home game on Thursday night?
Friday could be ugly. It could be really ugly, Jim.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But I would like to see what they do the rest of the year. And if they don't win, if they don't turn it around and look a lot better, Jim, I would change coaches because they do that. Personally, I would keep him unless they go like 2-15, 3-14. That's it. You know, just because I think the guy can coach, and I'm not alone because he did win two Coach of the Year honors, took this team to the playoffs twice because we've had such an extensive playoff background since the team has returned.
Do you have a I know you're going to say no to this. I don't even know why I'm asking because I know how you're going to answer this because we've been doing the show together for 13 years. Is there an exact number that keeps him here?
No.
Win-wise?
I don't know.
Especially when you look at
it. You got to look at it. You got to see your eyes. But Andy, two wins, and he and Andrew Berry are done. They don't win anymore. They're done. I mean, and I say that only for this reason: it's pro sports.
Even if it's not their fault, right?
Even if it's not their fault,
that's the thing about the whole.
It's pro sports. We know how it goes. You know, I looked up during Kevin's press conference just to double check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andy Reid was okay in Philadelphia. He did really well, and then it ended poorly. He was 4-12, and they let him go.
Right.
He goes to Kansas City. It's been great. Bill Cowher had a couple of down seasons where he went 6-10. They stuck with him. He won a Super Bowl after that. Mike Tomlin has had a couple of 8-8 seasons in a row. They've kept with him, and they've won since. I just think if you find a guy who you think is pretty good, and that might be the difference. Jim doesn't think Stefanski's pretty good, and the past he has said he's pretty good. I think he's pretty good, at least enough that I would want to see more. Unless this thing completely blech the rest of the way.
Are you judging him based on the games? Not you personally, anybody who's listening. Are you judging Kevin Stefanski based on the play of Deshaun Watson?
Well, do you think he was the driving force in bringing him in as quarterback?
I'll be honest with you.
I think he was the low man on the totem pole for that.
Right.
He got given, here's your quarterback. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. And he's the guy who's had to make it work. Give him other quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, who nobody wanted. Jameis Winston, who hadn't started it for anybody in some time. And Kevin's making it work a little bit better.
Do you think any other coach could have got more out of Deshaun Watson when he was healthy?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
You think so?
Well, why not? He did once. But is he the same player? Clearly, he's not.
Right.
So, there you go.
Chip is in Brook Park. Hello, Chip. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. You're scouting, scouting out new seats for the
dome? I was
going
to say, are you clearing out space over there?
Another day in paradise, huh? No, I just want to talk about these brownies, you know.
Go.
Stefanski needs to get fired. He's garbage.
We've had garbage and bums in the same segment. Call him a bum.
He's garbage. I'll tell you what.
Call him a bum. Chip, go ahead.
And Chip, hey, come Thursday night, let me tell you something. It's going to be the puppy pound, not the dog pound, because Russell Wilson's cooking and Pittsburgh's going to put the Browns to bed.
Wait, are you a Steelers fan? Did you sneak in as a Steelers fan? Oh, he did. He hung up. I busted. I outed him. Look, if we're going to stink, we're all going to stink together. Browns fans, we hold ourselves with great pride that if we're going to be miserable, we're all miserable together.
It was nice that Chip took a break from drinking his lunch to call us.
Ouch. Jeff Phelps with a cold. Cold diss. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Be here all day.
Do they blow this whole thing up if the guy from the Three Rivers with two teeth just calls if he's right? If he's right.
Look at you.
Oh, what's wrong? You think I'm alone in that?
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
I know way too many Steeler fans around here. It's really disheartening. I am so dreading Thursday night. I really am. I'm just dreading it. I'm dreading, like, I love what I do, but there are times when you walk into a stadium and you feel like there is no hope. Nothing would make me happier than if the Browns could win on Thursday night. It would make me extremely happy. I got Steelers fans all over me last night, people that I consider friends, but they're from Pittsburgh. And I'm just like, oh, man, really? And I just got to take it. I got to sit there and eat it. I got to eat it from all these people I know that are Steelers fans.
I'm probably the rare Browns fan who has always liked the Steelers.
I don't like them. I respect them.
I respect them.
I don't like them. There's a difference.
I really like watching them play. And I love it when the Browns kick their you-know-whats. It means I haven't loved it that often.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.